Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
About it, let's bring it up. I want to know, those of you that are in sexless marriages, men, women, whomever, if you're in a sexless marriage, how does it feel to be in a sexless marriage? Excluding people that have a physical illness that where they can't have sex. We're not talking about those. They're out. We're not talking about them if they're physically incapacitated or they physically cannot perform like that. So that's the reason. Now, so the rest of you, how does it feel to be in a sexless marriage? And what prompted me to do this podcast is that I talked yesterday about, I mentioned how I have two ex-husbands under my belt. And I'm almost 50. I've ended two marriages like that. One when I was quite young and grew out of. And then the other one is, it lasted many, many years like that. So I have two marriages under my belt but throughout the marriage, sex was never an issue. We would even be having sex when we were separated in the marriage over. There was still that physical attraction, most definitely. Now, them towards me, me towards them. And I hear a lot, and astrologically, we could say, well, my Mars, Mercury, Venus, and Scorpio could maybe account to me having a sex drive like that. It depends. I don't know. A lot of people don't believe in astrology. So what is it truly? So I'm curious to know people that have had the opposite experiences and they're still in marriages and they're in sexless marriages. I would not be in a sexless marriage. I would not be in a sexless marriage unless something physically. La pregunta es, ¿cómo se siente estar en un matrimonio sin relaciones íntimas, excluyendo una pareja que tiene una enfermedad física? Now, I would not be in a sexless marriage unless I would have to think about this a lot because I would have to take a lot into consideration unless the person was physically incapacitated. I guess physically incapacitated and not being able to have sex or perform mean that there would be no feeling from the waist down or something like that. Or we would still be having sex because you always have oral sex like that. So I would really be thinking about that. I would not be in a marriage with no sex because a lot of things. It doesn't have to be intercourse. It could be like others or sex or something like that. So I wouldn't be in a marriage without sex unless there was a drastic something where the person just could not, the oral sex couldn't happen, their physical sex, but physically that was the reason. Now, if it was a reason regarding how they felt about me, I would think that marriage needs to end. I'm not just going to be in a relationship, a marriage with them because marriage is a commitment. And they choose not to have sex. Like when sex is a choice and they choose not to have sex with me, but they think I'm still going to be in a marriage, I would not be in a marriage with them like that. And it's not that sex is the most important thing of the marriage. It's that why wouldn't we be having sex when we're married? Who am I supposed to be having sex with if not the one that I'm married and committed to? So I would leave that type of relationship. Now, and usually the one that will be withholding the sex in those types of circumstances will be the one stating that the marriage sex isn't the only thing to a relationship. Okay, but still, no, I don't. Those types of games I don't play. I'll be out the door and there will be nothing that will make me stay with the person because there was nothing wrong with them where we wouldn't be having sex like that and demonstrating love to one another in that way. So I would be gone. So those of you that are in sexless marriages, and a lot of people will say, well, they're staying in a sexless marriage because they have children like that. A lot of people say they stay in a sensitive marriage because they feel that they can't do any better than that. That's pitiful, you know. Is maybe that's the way the person that is not giving you the sex wants you to feel. You know, and even people using children as a weapon so that they can abuse you physically, mentally, emotionally, and withhold is also abuse. You know, so I would not be in that type of situation. I would find it manipulating, manipulative. No, no, no. Because I would feel that if you're making a choice to withhold sex from me, I should be able to make a choice to withhold something that is very significant to you. And that's a part of that contractual agreement that we're calling marriage. And I'm not going to play those types of games, so I would just leave you. And there would not be nothing or no one that would make me stay like that. Now, it's where, because a good parent could be in a divorce, you could be a good parent also. You probably could be a better one if you're not happy in the marriage that you're in. It would be best to leave if you're not fulfilled emotionally, mentally, physically. And then you'll become a better parent because you can find happiness elsewhere. Now, so it's where, what does it feel like? The question isn't what's the excuse for the person that is withholding the sex, what's their excuse for withholding it, not that. Now, the question is, what does it feel like to be in the sexless marriage? That's the question. Now, Anonymous answers this question, and they state, and see those of you that are in sexless marriages, see if you can relate to this. Now, if you're the one withholding the sex, you probably feel good. I'm meaning the one that is being withheld from, and there's no physical reason why it should be. And if you say it's because of the issues or emotional reasons towards the partner, that's grounds for ending the relationship. Like that. Now, so is Anonymous states, it feels bad. I have been with my wife for over two decades now. I have been with my wife for over two decades now. We have multiple offspring together. We look like the perfect family on Facebook. Yeah, because for a lot of people, their marriage is about presentation and maintaining that presentation. And inside the walls of that house, it could be very unfulfilling, very sad, very nightmarish, very hellish, very lonely. And people usually take those Facebook pictures and YouTube pictures with couples and say, oh, I wish I had that type of relationship. Women usually say that. Oh, I wish I had that relationship. Oh, you two look like the perfect couple. It's the presentation. Anybody that's in a sexless marriage isn't happy except the one that is withholding the sex. Like that. Now, so he says, we look like the perfect family on Facebook. When we were dating, my wife was passionate. I was young, dumb, and horny. And at some point, she decided that I was too focused on sex, so she started to ration it out. Okay, now, I was young, stupid, and angry, and I broke our relationship. When I would beg and plead, she would tell me why she was too upset to enjoy more regular sex life, and I would go out and solve whatever problems she presented me with so that we could be happy and I would get sex. So he was married to a sociopath and a psychopath. He is married to one. And yes, I'm a doctor, like that. Now, around 10 years ago, I realized that she was never going to be happy enough to just have a normal, passionate sex life with me, and I got tired of trying to make her happy. Now we have sex maybe once a month when we are not fighting. It is pretty routine, and there is a good chance that she loses interest during the act or that I don't want to continue because she looks like she is doing chores instead of having great sex. Because a lot of these women that men are marrying are masculine. And they put these women on a pedestal and stating that they're feminine and they're all of that, but they're really not. They're really masculine. That's why they're uninterested in sex with men. Because if she had a real issue with the husband, she would be gone and not just be in a sexless relationship. She would be gone so that she could be happy. She's happy like this. And yes, I'm a doctor. Now, if I bring sex up as an issue, she starts to slut-shaming me and makes me feel like I am some sort of pervert. You're married to a sociopath and a psychopath. Now, we are both, our families would probably agree with her that sex once a month is plenty. Because they raised a sociopath and a psychopath. Over the course of these years, I have been rejected for sex several hundred times. Sometimes I cannot masturbate to completion because I feel like the woman on my iPad porn probably feels the same way about me that my wife does. That's what psychopaths and sociopaths want to do. They want to have mastery over your mind and over your happiness, over your fulfillment, how you feel about yourself and how you feel that other people perceive you also. That's what the psychopath wants. I feel horrible and I'm just focused on not harming myself right now. Tuesday, I see a shrink for the first time to embark on a journey of fixing myself. Well, at first you didn't need to be fixed. After you stayed so long in a marriage with the psychopath, sociopath, now you're needing to be fixed. Like that. Now, we both agree as to how our kids should be raised. Our kids are happy, but they hear our fights, which increase in frequency when I go on a self-pity kick from time to time. She does not talk to friends or family, and she refuses to read the links I send her. As a result, I am free to ask her for anything except why she doesn't enjoy sex with me. The problem is that the only thing I have ever been bummed about in our relationship is my conviction that she is right in rejecting me. She's wrong, and she's a psychopath, and she's a sociopath. And she's masculine. That's why there's no attraction sexually. Or it left. There was and it left. She's masculine. Now. And the rest of the sociopaths and psychopaths will make excuses for her behavior. She's a sociopath, she's a psychopath, and she's masculine. Because if there was anything else wrong with her, she wouldn't be manipulative with the sex. She would say the sex isn't happening because of this, the sex like that. She wouldn't have been rashing it off and like that. That's manipulative behavior. And calling him a pervert because he would, that's manipulative behavior, like that. If there was a real issue, she would have stated what it was, and she would be in therapy as opposed to him need to be in therapy to be fixed back. To be refits when he wasn't broken in the beginning. Now, so he has a sociopath and a psychopath. So what do you all think about that? What do you all think about that? This anonymous states, and I guess the people are embarrassed that they are in sexless marriages. Like that. This anonymous states, I'm not even sure how to describe the feeling, but it's a horrible, lonely feeling. That's how the sociopath and the psychopath want you to feel. They want you to feel lonely. We got married after dating for 2 years. During that time, she didn't want to have sex because we weren't married. On our wedding night, we couldn't because she was too tired. Each night was a different excuse. Because these are masculine women that you all are marrying. And psychopaths and sociopaths. You all have put them on the pedestal as being the most feminine. They're masculine. That's why they're not attracted. Or the attraction leaves. Finally, after being back home from our honeymoon about 2 weeks, she finally decided we should try. After literally 5 minutes, she decided it wasn't comfortable and put a stop to it. Took several weeks of asking and begging for another chance with the same result. And I'm wondering why these psychopaths and sociopaths and masculine women want to marry men. And you don't marry the man just for the sex, but still, if you know sex is a part of marriage, because he needs to be loyal and loyal to you as it relates to not having sex with anyone else. Why are they wanting to marry them? It's like a man saying, I'm going to get married, and as soon as the honeymoon is over, I'm quitting my job and I'm never going to work again. And if you say you want a divorce, I could say, well, marriage isn't only about me working and taking care of the family. That wouldn't work in the United States because the most divorces are women filing due to men, due to money. So that wouldn't work if you look at it that way. Now, so most of her excuses revolved around her career. I knew that her career was important to her and would be up near the top of the priority list, but never guessed it would prove to be such a high priority for her. After 6 months, she went back to school. For the next 4 years, I barely saw her, much less any attempt to have sex at all. After 6 years of marriage, we finally had sex for the first time. Men like this make me disgusted with men because they prove that they're weak. These are beta males. These are beta males, feminine males, because she would have been at the dumpster. Where you know how you take the trash to the road so the trash truck could come get it? She would have been sitting by the road, whatever, Wednesday or Monday when the trash truck came, like that. The only reason why she would put any effort is at this point is that we had kids, so that we could have kids. Even then, the sex was very mechanical, and she acted like it was a chore and tried to get it over with as fast as possible. Because these are masculine women. These are masculine women. There's no real attraction. They're not feminine women. They're masculine. That's why the sex for them is the purpose of procreating, and they're willing to hurry up because they're not attracted to you. They're masculine. Like that. They're not feminine, attracted to the male. Or they're not homosexual, male-like and male, attracted to the male. Like that. They're masculine. Now, she would do the bare minimum and wouldn't touch me if she could help it. It took about 6 months to get pregnant the first time. Masculine. And they'll usually have a hard time getting pregnant. Some of them will, but not all of them. From the time she got pregnant to the time she was ready for child number two, we had sex maybe 6 or 7 times. It took only 1 month to get pregnant this time, and then the sex pretty much stopped. That was 10 years ago, and we probably haven't been together 24 times since. Whenever the subject came up, she had some type of excuse. Because these are masculine women. Now, Tracy answers. She states, this is one of the saddest things I've read in my life. I think what struck me the most was I know I would never do any better than what I have now. That's what the sociopath and the psychopath wants you to think. That's what he, because she's not a she, wants you to think. That's what he wants you to think and feel about yourself. Now, that's terribly sad, Tracy states. Nobody deserves to live in such a state of misery. The lack of sex is much less concerning than the larger problem that it is related to is that she clearly doesn't really love you. If she really loved you, even if she had a terribly low libido or other sexual issues, the fact that it's an issue for you would mean that it's a problem for her too. That's what I stated. Because if it was a real issue, the rest of the sociopaths would support her. Especially the female sociopaths, but there are a lot of them in the United States. They would support her behavior and make excuses for it. There is no excuse for it. It's a sociopath. It's a sociopath. It's a man. Now. That's what it is. Surprise. Lawrence, he states, women make rules for betas, for beta males, and break them for alpha males. She may very well be smashing a fraternity, but she would act prudish with you. She sees you as a beta male and takes you for granted. So go ahead and rock that boat. That ship is sinking anyways. Go red pill, get some game, smash like Huck in a harem. Once she will feel she is about to lose you, expect hysteric bonding. G Josh states, you are a very strong man. If I were in your place, I would have killed myself 15 years ago. If I was in his place, I would have sat her beside the road for the trash truck to get her after day two of the marriage ceremony. Like that. Tobias states, this has to be a damn story because this is reality and you're still there. Okay. So how do you all feel in your sexless marriages? Is it worth it without the sex? Is it worth without the intimacy? Is it worth without the love? And yes, sex and love do go together when you're married. It does. No matter what the social path, what the psychopath is telling you, sex, intimacy, and love are all the same thing in equal combination when you're married. The social path and the psychopath doesn't want you to think that. They're masculine. That's why their attraction to you, it leaves. Or it was never there at the beginning. The men have given women the pedestal of being feminine. They're not. And these men know these women are not feminine, but they're embarrassed to say it. They're embarrassed to say what they end up with, like that. They're embarrassed to take them off that pedestal. So when I see those Facebook pictures of the happy family, when I see those YouTube videos of the marriage relationship, I'm looking beneath the surface and I see all the bullshit. I see all the lies. I see all the masculinity. I see all the beta male. I see all the social path and the psychopathic behavior. That's all I see, and it's screaming loud and saying, look, your angelic karma, look like that. Now, that's what I feel. So, this anonymous states, my husband and I had a very happy married life up until now, or so I assume. We were married from 5 years. He was so kind and patient with me in all respects. We gave each other space to do our own little things, but when we were together, I was full of bliss because I couldn't have asked for a better spouse. He was the epitome of a caring husband who took our entire burden on himself. He even cared for his parents and my parents alike. I was also equally welcome of his family, treating them like my own. Once when we returned from a family trip, my husband was fully dispirited, which alarmed me. I let it go since I thought it was fatigue from the trip and that thought of going back to work in a couple of days. One night when we were about to go to sleep, he told me in a subdued voice that he has been having an affair since the past 2 months. I was dumbstruck for a few minutes, also numb. I simply said to him that it was fine if it has happened. We cannot do anything now. I was very disturbed the following day. He gave me the phone number of the woman's husband and asked me to talk to him. I was shivering when I called him. My heart almost sank when I finished talking. The affair was mostly online, which also included phone calls. She used to work in his office years ago when he was a bachelor. The affair went on for almost 5 years, and there were a lot of details in the email exchanges which I received from her husband. My husband tried to cover up the affair after patching it up with one lie after another. The emails told the entire truth, all that transpired between them in the past few years. I felt like I was stabbed in the back. This was something which happens to celebrities, and we read in the papers as scandals. It sure cannot be happening to me, a simpleton. I was totally demoralized. I did not know who my husband was, after all. Was I so naive that I could not understand my husband was unhappy in the marriage, that he had to go find someone else? All the memories of the last 5 years were right in front of me. And metaphorically speaking, his partner was with us on the trips we went, whatever we did, and even in our bedroom. He had shared all our little secrets with her, which I had closely guarded, and even made fun of me around her. It has been a year since I found this out, and I'm still writing. I don't know what this has to do with the damn question. Unless you weren't having sex with him and that's why he was cheating. What does this have to do with it? It has been a year since I found this out, and I'm still writing in pain as I write this. I keep wondering why this happened to me. My past karma maybe is as a reaction to my collective anger in this lifetime. My husband is equally embarrassed and suffering in silence. He has been introspecting as to why this happened to him. Obviously, the abuse that he suffered as a kid set the perfect stage for this. Okay. We separated and I could not forget. I feel like I should sleep with the guy just for the sake of getting back at him. And anyway, he is out of my life. It's a struggle for me when some of the physical needs are not met for a year or more. So I don't understand what this has to do with it. I don't understand what this has to do with it. And nobody else does. What does that have to do with living in a marriage that is sexless? Or is the excuse that women are using, or sociopath and psychopath are using, that, okay, because of a feeling or resentment towards the partner, they withhold the sex and the marriage becomes sexless? Well, you need to get divorced. If something is bothering you that much, where the relationship stops functioning and you're doing it out of resentment and getting back at the person, you need to get a divorce. Like that. You know, is what would need to happen. This guy states, it's like eating pizza without cheese, or rather living in a house, not a home. This anonymous states, it really sucks. So the other person states, sorry, a sexless marriage is just called marriage. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. And sociopaths and psychopaths want you to think that that's what happens naturally and normally in marriage. It's not. I was having sex with both of my ex-husbands while we were separated. Like that. The one that I just separated from, if he came back today, or when he comes back, he's off work and we're going to... Nothing like that. This guy states, it feels like you are living in a star-rated prison. If you are under some compulsion or obligation to live in such a state, better is to stay focused only on such compulsions and obligations than looking around to avoid conflicts and stress. George states, it is demoralizing. Been sexless for 13 years. I'm male in my 50s. I feel unloved. That's what the sociopath and the psychopath wants you to feel. They want you to feel that sex isn't important, that sex isn't a part of marriage. It's about you keeping up your own end of the bargain and them not holding up theirs. And they have every excuse on the book, and the rest of the sociopaths and psychopaths support what they're stating. That's what the sociopath and the psychopath does. They want to demoralize you. It's like putting you in your place, but really they're masculine. They're men that aren't attracted to men. So why are they marrying them? It's demoralizing, been sexy for 13 years. You're a beta male. I feel unloved. She has helped to make me feel guilty for ever wanting sex. That's what the sociopath and the psychopath does. She would yell at me for asking. She said she wanted my penis to rot off and die. Sociopath, psychopath. I eventually quit asking. That's what she wanted you to do. I don't want her anymore. Okay. You're a beta male. Because if you were a masculine man, you would have been put her in her suitcase to the corner, so that the trash truck can pick her up when they picked up the rest of the trash, like that. These are beta males that are with masculine men, masculine women, masculine men, like that. So how is it in your sexist marriage? And good luck with that, like that.